Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode number 20, the big 20. And I am Chris, reporting to you from an undisclosed, top secret dirt road in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, you got to be careful these days. I'm in the middle of nowhere because you got to be careful. And I'm going to talk about why. The reason is because America is in the middle to early stages of a communist revolution. And I know that some people may say that's a little extreme, but I don't think it's extreme. And I think you have to understand what's really going on here. The Democrat Party is fomenting a communist revolution. And, you know, what they are doing is they are building their coalition of people who will vote to take away everything from you if you own anything. They are building up their proletariat army. And they will, once they outnumber the Republicans, essentially, you know, the Democrats will vote to take everything from the Republicans. That's how this is going to end. I wish I was wrong. I wish I could say, this is a little extreme, but it's not. This is and libertarians, by the way, you know, and independents, by the way, you know, if you are not a Democrat, if you are not down with the revolution, you will be labeled as an oppressor. That's what they're doing. They are dividing us up into oppressors and the oppressed. Right? So all of the oppressed people, they're trying to convince as many people as they can that they're being oppressed. You're being oppressed. Those people over there, they're oppressing you. We need to go get them. We need to punish them. And, you know, this is what this is all about. Look at immigration. You know, why do Democrats want to bring in millions of incredibly poor people from Mexico and Central America, South America, Haiti, Afghanistan? You know, why are they so enthusiastic about bringing all these people to America? Because those people have nothing. They have nothing. They don't own anything. And the Democrats will be able to use they will point to their poverty and say, look at those people. They are so poor. And you know why? It's because they're being oppressed. It's because they're oppressed. And they'll tell them that. They'll tell the immigrants, the reason why you are poor is because you are oppressed. And so you need to join us so that we can fight those oppressors over there. That's what they're doing. That's what critical race theory is all about, right? They're trying to teach your children that they're trying to convince half of the children in your schools that they're being oppressed, and they want to convince the other half that they're oppressors and need to be punished and need to join forces with the oppressed to level the playing field, to right the wrongs of society and vote Democrat and give the political ruling class more power. That's what this is all about. The political ruling class, Democrats, want more power. And if they want to present themselves as the solution to the problem of oppression. And so they've convinced a lot of rich white liberals to go along with this. A lot of rich white liberals are saying, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm a rotten racist oppressor. Yeah, I need to be punished. Yes, I agree. You know, Black Lives Matter, all that kind of stuff. But see, a lot of these people are going to realize that, and it'll be too late, but they will eventually realize that communists never stop. They never stop. So you may be, you know, you may be a rich white liberal in your safe suburban neighborhood, in your big house, driving your nice fancy cars, voting Democrat because you think if you vote Democrat, all that'll wipe away all of your sins. Well, no, It's not. Eventually, because see what the Democrats are doing is this is what communists always do, and this is how communism destroys economies and destroys countries. Communists consume. They consume wealth. And they will consume as much wealth as they can while at the same time disincentivizing the creation of new wealth. So, and this is what they did in, I mean, everywhere. So, Soviet Union, Cuba, Venezuela, it's what they do in China. You know, they disincentivize the creation of new wealth, and they consume all of the wealth that they can get their hands on. But then eventually, you know, eventually they just have to consume it all. So they'll eventually, if you've still got a, you know, in 10 years or 20 years, if you still have a nice big house, well, they're gonna take it, or they're gonna demand you pay much higher property taxes on it. They're gonna that's why they want a wealth tax. They want to consume your wealth every year. They want to take a chunk of your wealth and just take it and consume it. It's gonna be gone. That's what communists do. That's what the government does. Government consumes wealth. And that's what's going to happen to America, and these rich people are going to realize, oh my God, they're getting to the point where I'm going to have nothing left. And that's exactly the point. The communists will eventually consume everything. And by the way, they will be fine. The ruling class, the political ruling class, will be fine. They'll be living in their nice houses, and because they always take care of themselves first. But you know, I've talked about this before, this is all because communism basically is a system where, to sum up communism is a system where a small group of people believe that they are better than you, that better than everybody else, and they should run everything. They are smarter than you. They're smarter than everybody else, and they should have all the power and run everything. That's what communism is. It's a system where a group of people control everything and have all the power because they believe that they should. They believe that the world would be a better place if they could just be in charge and make all the decisions. All you morons out there making your own choices, your own decisions, oh my God, you're ruining the world. You need to give us all the power. I mean, that's what this is all about. That's what the bringing in the immigrants is all about. That's what Black Lives Matter is all about. That's what critical race theory is all about. That's what climate change alarmism is all about. It's all about more power to the ruling class because they believe they're smarter and better than you and they should run everything. And you know, it's funny because Democrats will talk about how they are, oh no, that's not true, we're not communists, we just believe in democratic socialism. We believe that some people, that the government should provide us free health care for everybody and free college tuition and all that kind of stuff, free education. But that's not what today's Democratic Party is all about. Today's Democrats are not about everybody pays taxes. You know, that's the thing about these European countries, for example, like Germany and Sweden, and you know, the democratic socialist countries. In those countries, everybody pays taxes. Everybody. And in return, the government provides the people with certain services. The government uses some of that money to provide the people with certain services like healthcare, you know, basic healthcare, and some college, free college and stuff like that. But that's not what the Democrat Party believes in. You know, in places like Sweden and Germany and Finland and Denmark, there isn't two groups of people pitted against each other. In America, we have two groups of people pitted against each other. We've got all the people who pay all the taxes, and then we've got the people who get all the free stuff. They're the Democrats. The Democrats are the people who get all the free stuff. They're the immigrants who are the Democrats want to give immigrants all the free stuff. Those immigrants will never pay any taxes. So, you know, when we as Republicans attack us and say, well, you're just anti-immigrant. You don't want to give immigrants free stuff. And it's like, well, the free stuff should be given to taxpayers. I mean, that's what, you know, the taxpayers pay in, and then the taxpayers should be the ones who get the majority, at least, of the free stuff. Because that's why we pay taxes. Otherwise, I mean, you know, we pay taxes so we get free roads, free bridges, free sewer systems. You know, that's one of the reasons why we pay taxes, right? We get free police. We don't pay the police. We don't pay the fire department. We pay taxes. And in return, we get those services. But the Democrats are creating a country where we've got all the people who pay the taxes, and then this group over here who doesn't pay any taxes but gets all the free stuff. All the people on, and I talked about this in my episode on unsustainability, how America is unsustainable because we've got more and more and more people reaching into the pot and pulling money out and fewer people putting money into the pot. And so if you've got 10 people left putting money into the pot and you got 80 billion people pulling money out of the pot, well, those 10 people are going to have to put a lot of money into that pot. And it's getting to the point where we don't even bother with it anymore. We don't even bother with balancing it anymore. We just print up money. We just print and borrow unlimited amounts. And so this is why America is on this kind of spiral, downward spiral. And ultimately, it's a communist revolution where the Democrats are dividing us up into oppressors and the oppressed, and they hope that they can get 51% of the people to vote. Eventually, they will vote to take every single dime away from the oppressors. So, and you know, the sad thing is that as people start figuring this out, and this is what's happened in throughout history with communism, as people start to figure this out, people want to be on that side. They want to be on the winning side. So they don't want to fight. They don't want to be a counter-revolutionary. So they start to join the side of the oppressed people, and they try to be a friend, and they just hope that they're going to be allowed to survive, and of course they can join the ruling class, right? And the ruling class will be fine if they can position themselves as one of the people that the oppressed need. If all those oppressed people can point and go, oh yeah, we need Whoopi Goldberg. We need her. She helps us. She's one of our friends. Or, you know, well, we need Barack Obama. Oh yes, we need him. He's one of our leaders. Then they won't care if Barack Obama lives in a mansion on Martha's Vineyard. They won't care. But they'll care if you want to keep any of your money. So if you have a 401k or an IRA, they'll take it. If you have a house or a farm or a business, they're going to take it. They're going to take everything. They will take everything, because that is what happens in communist revolutions. So on that note, on that happy note, I am going to hit the road here, and I will see you on episode 21. And if you like this podcast, give me a good review on iTunes, and or check me out on Rumble. And I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.